Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Good morning and welcome to the program. We're still in St. Thomas, but this time we're looking at hot pepper, another of the focus crops in that parish. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Thanks for waking up with us.
Our men and women.
Equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund for Gender Equality.
Last week, we started a new series that we've titled Farmer's Guidebook. The aim is to provide persons interested in venturing into farming with all they need to make an informed decision. During the series, we'll go to each parish to find out which crops farmers are being encouraged to plant. We'll also provide information on what's involved in the planting, reaping, and marketing of each crop. St. Thomas is our first stop, and ginger and hot pepper are two of the focus crops in that parish. We've already looked at ginger, and so today we move on to hot pepper. RADA's agricultural officer for the parish, Lennox Heeman, tells us why persons are being encouraged to farm hot pepper.
There's a hero market for hot pepper, and we have not been able to fulfill all the demand for hot pepper.
Before you begin planting, you'll need to secure and prepare the land.
Your land should be of high quality. You have to have a tree drainage, and you should not be in too much of a shaded area. You need proper sunlight.
Adequate irrigation is another necessity, as this will determine how and when you plant.
For the areas that are not irrigated, that depends on rainfall, you'll know your area, that you'll know when to plant, when your rain season is in, and your plant health activities should be on par.
After you put those things in place, it's time to gather your planting material.
You need to have your good planting materials. That you have to get your planting material from a reputable nursery, and it should take you about 5,000 plants per acre, and you'd have to have, as I said, quality planting material.
The actual planting would follow, and before you know it, your hot peppers will be ready for the market.
You can be planting all year round, depends on your water situation. You start reaping in 3 months, and it can go over to about 9 months, depends on how you carry your crop.
If you'd like to get more information about what's involved in farming pepper, ginger, or any other crop, Mr. Heeman and his team stand ready to assist.
Well, that is here in the field working very hard with the farmers out there. And any information you need, you can just contact us at the parish office, and we will have somebody to come and assist you in whatever you do agriculture-wise.
That was RADA's agricultural officer for St. Thomas, Lennox Heeman. The proverb for today is, "Dog never fight over dry bone." Translation, dogs will never fight for dry bones. This means that if you're fighting over an issue, make sure it's worth it. And that has brought us to the end of this morning's program. In our next program, we travel to Portland to hear what crops persons in that parish should be planting. Join us then, and Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.